do. I'm honored to be with you today for your commencement from one of the finest universities in the world. Truth be told, I never graduated from college, and this is the closest I've ever gotten to a college graduation. Today, I want to tell you three stories of my life. That's it. No big deal. Just three stories. The first story is about connecting the dots. I dropped out of Reed College after the first 6 months, but then stayed around as a drop-in for another 18 months or so before I really quit. So why did I drop out? It started before I was born. My biological mother was a young unwed graduate student, and she decided to put me up for adoption. She felt very strongly that I should be adopted by a college graduate, so everything was all set for me to be adopted by birth by a lawyer and his wife. Except that when I popped out, they decided to at the last minute that they really wanted a girl. So my parents were on a waiting list and got a call in the middle of the night asking, "We've got an unexpected baby boy. Do you want him?" They said, "Of course." My biological mother found out later that my mother had never graduated from college and my father had never graduated from high school. She refused to sign the final adoption papers. She only relented a few months later when my parents promised that I would go to college. This was the start in my life. And 17 years later, I did go to college. But I naively chose the college. It was almost as expensive as Stanford. And all of my working class parents' savings would be spent on my college tuition. After 6 months, I couldn't see the value of it. I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life, and no idea about how college was going to help me figure it out. And here I was, spending all the money my parents had saved their entire life. So I decided to drop out and trust that it would all work out okay. It was pretty scary at the time, but looking back, it was one of the best decisions I've ever made. The minute I dropped out, I could stop taking the required classes that didn't interest me and begin dropping in on the ones that looked far more interesting. It wasn't all romantic. I didn't have a dorm room, so I slept on the floor in friends' rooms. I returned cold bottles for 5 cents deposit to buy food with, and I would walk the 7 miles across the town every Sunday night to get one good meal a week at the Hare Krishna temple. I loved it. And much of what I stumbled into by following my curiosity, intuition turned out to be priceless later on. Let me give you one example. Reed College at that time offered perhaps the best calligraphy instruction in the country. Throughout the campus, every poster, every label, every drawer was beautiful hand calligraphed. I didn't have to take the normal classes. I decided to take a calligraphy classes to learn how to do this. I learned about serif and varying the amount of space in between different letter combinations and what makes great typography great. It was beautiful, historical, artistically subtle in a way that science can't capture, and I find it fascinating. None of this had even a hope of any practical application in my life. But 10 years later, when we were designing the first Macintosh computer, it all came back to me. And we designed it all into Mac. It was the first computer with beautiful typography. If I never dropped in on that thing, the Mac would never have had type proportionally spaced fonts. And since Windows just copied the Mac, it's likely that no personal computer would have them.